Now then, I want to take you on another rabbit trail over to 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. And I want to show you something. And when I ask you this question, when I ask the average person today, I look you right in the eye and say, are you a Christian? You know Jesus?
Yes.
How long have you been a Christian?
Quite a while.
53 years. Have you sinned in that 53 years?
Yes.
You know you wasn't supposed to.
I did.
Oh, but you did anyway. At least she's an honest lady. Honest Christian. Do you know, if I tell you, like me, even myself, when I was a young Christian, if I'd have told you that the goal now is no sin. Once I become a child of God, I ain't supposed to sin no more. You said, no, 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 that's not what Jesus meant. But I'm going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's what he said. Now, I want you to look at these scriptures up here. 1 Peter 2:21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, and he left us an example that you, put your name right there, that you should follow his steps. Is that what he said? Now, you and I are supposed to follow in the steps of Jesus. Now, then, he knew we might second-guess that, right? So what did he mean? So he told us, didn't he? So the next few verses, he says, who did no sin. So that's the steps you and I are supposed to walk in, right? What is the goal as a born-again Christian? How much sin?
None.
How much?
None.
Zero? Now, surely God would never expect us to walk there, would he? But he does. Now, you'll see the benefits of this. He says, who did no sin. So, if he left you and me an example to follow, and in him there was no sin, then how much sin are you supposed to commit? None. Now, then, that's a mindset you have to get into yourself to start thinking like this. Today, I plan to walk in the steps of Jesus, and I'm not going to have no sin in my life today. See, that's the goal. You and I, is that what Jesus is telling us there? So as a young person, when I came to know Jesus at 11 years old, nobody told me that. I didn't know that was there. So I sin lots of times, lots of ways. But I know I'm in good company. I know, just like this lady over here, she said, 53 years I've been a Christian, and I sinned a lot in those 53 years. See, I did too. I sinned a lot in all those years too. But how many times were me and her supposed to have sinned in those years? None. But we didn't know that, did we? I mean, I was just like you back over there. I didn't know. So, I mean, my goal was not every day to walk with no sin. I mean, that wasn't even one of my goals. But it's supposed to be, wasn't it, Casey? Yep. According to the Word, that he did no sin, so I'm not supposed to do any sin. Neither was there guile found in my mouth. Now, that's a little bit tough to live with, too, isn't it? Yeah. In fact, I will never forget that I was teaching down in the Gulf Coast, and there was a contractor there, and he said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me I'm not supposed to have any guile or deceit at all whatsoever ever come out of this mouth? I said, well, sir, that's what the Word says. He said, well, I guess I better go out and get me a roll of that 2-inch duct tape and put about 3 rolls around my head. He said, that's the only way I'm going to get that done in business I'm in. Well, it's almost impossible, isn't it? But let's go to verse 23 and 24. Let's go on. Who, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Now, Frank up here, he might be able to do pretty good and really keep his mouth shut until I really reach around behind the neck and punch him in the mouth 3 times. Now he's hurt and he's suffering. Now what are you going to do, Frank? You going to keep that commandment? Oh, it's going to be tough, ain't it?
Yeah,
it's tough. It's hard on us. When our flesh starts suffering, we want to retaliate, don't we? But most of us don't have to go that far. Most of us, all we got to have is just somebody say something.
Oh,
We don't have to punch us out. Just say something to us that we don't like, and man, we can tell them how the cow eat the cabbage. I'm telling you, we can get down on them. I know, we're all the same way. But when he suffered, he threatened not. He didn't even threaten them, even when he was suffering, but he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Say, Lord, I turn him. I run up here and punch Frank out three times. I mean, blood's running out his nose, and then him turning back and retaliate. He said, Lord, I turn him over to you. You can take care of him. Now, that's a real man right there. That's a real man. There ain't many of them around, but that's a real man. I mean, if you can walk there, that's something. You know, that is something. But committed himself to him who judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins. Now, he's talking about Jesus in his own body on the tree. So if Jesus bare our sins in his own body on the tree, he says that we being dead to sin. Now, if Jesus did it, are we dead to sin? We're supposed to be. Now, then somebody says, I have never seen a resurrection. Oh, yes, you have. You just didn't know it. This thing that you live in is supposed to be dead. And every time somebody says something you don't like, you resurrect it from the dead. Can we do that? Have we done that before? Yes, we have. Every one of us, we have done that. And it's easy to resurrect this thing from the dead. But I'm talking to you about the Word, what the Word says. Then he says, who his own self, Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin. Now, Paul talked about that in Romans extensively, that we are dead to sin. And if we're dead to sin, how in can a dead person sin? You can't, as long as you stay dead. But when you resurrect the beast, and we learn how to do that all too quickly, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Now then, are we supposed to live righteously every day?
Yes.
Should. Well, we don't do a very good job of it, do we? But now, if we do all these things, look what he said at the end of the statement. By whose stripes you were healed. Now then, if you meet the criteria, in fact, I'd taught a healing school for years, and I said, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by whose stripes you were healed. And I don't know how many times I said that, but a lot. Finally, one day, I said that at a healing school, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, before you read the last half of that verse 24, would you please start with verse 21 and read from there down so that'll work? I thought, what? I didn't know what verse 21 said. I had got locked in on, I'm teaching a healing school. By his stripes, we're healed. No, not automatically. If you want to be healed, you got to do all of the above. You know, you've seen those kind of things. If you do this and this and this and this, then this happens. So why do you think he put it in this order? Now, if you don't commit sin, now, if I don't commit sin and I have no deceit in my mouth and I do not revile them, even when I'm reviled, and even when they do something really mean to me, I don't threaten them back, but just turn them over to him who judges righteously, and I die to sin and live righteously, then how many times do I have to be sick? None. By his stripes I was healed, right? So I don't have to go to the doctor no more. All I got to do is just do what the King says. Take his example. Now, how many wants to walk in divine health? Ooh, I want to walk in divine health.
Amen.
I love it. Well, is it going to be a little bit tough? It ain't going to be easy, is it? Now you begin to see why so few people in the church, including myself, for those 40-something years, as a fine, young, upstanding Christian young man going to church, deacon, Sunday school teacher, still had sickness and disease. I didn't know how to walk in faith. I didn't know how to do it. But when I began to learn this, then stepped over that world of faith, I got to where I was doing almost everything except walking in faith. And then I read this magnificent scripture where Paul's talking about eating, back to Romans, Romans, he says, anything you do that's not of faith is sin. You know how often we sin? Too much. Too much. So if we don't sin, and this is a hard teaching, you know, this very few pastors in very few churches will teach that we're not supposed to sin. But that's what that says. Is that what that says? We are not supposed to sin. Mine and your goal is no sin. None. Walk holy in His presence. Well, I mean, if you do everything from verse 21 down through verse 24, what did He say about by His stripes you were healed? Is that what He said? So now, even if you get sick, we can pray the prayer of faith for you, and He'll heal you, won't He? Oh, you know that, don't you? How do you know that? He heals you. This lovely lady right here. Do you mind if I tell your story? This lovely lady came to us. She repented of her sins. We prayed the prayer of faith for her. And then she went to the doctor and had surgery. Now, see, she didn't believe. If she had have, she wouldn't have went to the doctor. Now, see, this is the way she wouldn't have had the surgery. I told her, I said, you know, if you'll stand on the word now that you've repented of your sin, I guarantee you Jesus will heal you. Well, we prayed the prayer of faith for her. She goes in and has the surgery, and they do the surgery, and then they didn't find anything. Lo and behold, it was gone. But now then she's had the cut, so now then she can't move her arm very much. So she comes to church basically crying, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry I didn't believe you. Now I had that surgery, Lord, and you'd already healed me. I told her, I said, that's okay. I said, He still loves you. And if you'll believe with me, we'll pray for you again, and He'll fix your arm. And we did, and He did. And today she can raise her arm up. Oh, praise the King. You're going to believe Him from now on, though, ain't you, girl? I'm believing Him. Do we love serving Jesus? I mean, I love seeing Him. You know, when I had to come back and said, I went and had the surgery, and they didn't find anything. But she said, now I can't raise my arm up all the surgery.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.